old Virgil always was a clown. Dumbest man in our hometown, but somehow he got hired out at the NASA base. And then one day, against all the rules, while cleaning up a space capsule, he closed the hatch and started playing Man in Space. He put a space suit on and sat right down, started flipping switches and messing around. A siren started blasting and a green light was flashing ready. Yeah, hoses were snapping and gas was going whoosh. Virgil just had to give that button a push, and son of a gun, he was gone like Richard Petty.
Oh, mama!
Hello, Houston. We got a problem. Get Gladys on the phone. Somebody tell her where I'm at, how long I'll be gone. Yeah, remind her she needs to feed my dogs, milk a cow, and slop them hogs. Hello, Houston, we got a problem. How y'all gonna get me back home? Huh?
Well, we saw it right there on TV. My wife, my kids, the dog, and me. On a broadcast from outer space on the evening news. Old Virgil wasn't having any fun. He'd run down the batteries on his Star Wars gun. He was turning green in various shades and hues. He said,
boys, you better get me down quick, cause I'm afraid I'm gonna be sick. I don't think I can take much more of this. Lord, all I do is just float around. Half the time I think I'm upside down. You know, I need to throw up, but I don't know where up is.
Hello, Redneck One, Redneck One. This is Mission Control. Stand by, Virgil. We're about to execute your re-entry.
Execute me? Lord have mercy. Could you just dock me a couple days' pay? Whoa, here we go again. Hello, Houston. We got a problem. I think we got a flat tar. Yeah, I just looked out that little round window and the whole capsule's afar. Everything's a-shaking and a-burning hot. If you gon' execute me, I'd just soon be shot. Hello, Houston, we got a problem. I'm dropping like a falling star.
Well, give NASA credit, they got him back. And of course, he was immediately sacked. And we were all amazed at the fame Virgil's ride had brought. But old Virgil knew just how to work it, cause the next thing you know, he's on the talk show circuit, billing himself as the redneck astronaut.
Hello, Oprah, we got a problem.
Montel's on the other phone. Yeah, he wants to book me too. So does 2020 and Jenny Jones. Now I'm sure that we can work it out in time. Just have your people talk to mine. Hello, Oprah, gotta go now. 60 Minutes is on the phone.
Hey, 60 Minutes? Yeah, oh, I'd love to, but you know, I gotta have that first segment. And Mike Wallace has gotta host it. Oh, well, okay, fine then. We'll give it a dateline. What's that? Oh, well, that's more like it. Yeah, well, I kinda thought you'd see it my way. I mean, after all, it does make sense, don't it? Space suit? Yeah, I got a space suit. Well, you know, it's not a real spacesuit, but I mean, you can't tell the difference from 3 feet away. Gladys made it for me. Yeah, she's got one of them sewing machines that does all that fancy stuff.